Morning, Ireland. Almost a quarter past eight. People who can't walk or find it very difficult to walk on their own will hold on to a monthly payment to help them get about for a little longer while the government works out how to replace mobility allowances. Earlier this year, it was announced that the payment would be scrapped because it should have been available to more people, that the over 5,000 people who were getting the payment would still get it until the end of May, but that after that, new arrangements would be made. Now, a review has been announced and the payment will continue to be made until that's finished, expected to be in October. Kathleen Lynch is Minister of State with Responsibility for Disability and she's in our Dáil studio. Good morning, Minister.
Morning.
For those 5,000 or more people getting this payment at the moment, €208 a month or the half allowance of €104 a month, how long more are they guaranteed to get it for?
Well, until October at least, and it is hoped that a new scheme will be devised so as that we can ensure that this, and you're quite right in your introduction, very vulnerable group of people will feel more secure in the payment that they get. And we were very conscious of their vulnerability from the very start. And I would have to say that I'm most grateful to the disability community who cooperated fully in terms of the review up to this point. And we have now gotten an assurance from Cabinet that we can continue to pay these people until October, until a new scheme will be devised. It won't be completed by October, but that's the deadline which the Cabinet has set us in order to come back and outline exactly what we have in mind.
Let's hear from John Dolan. He's CEO of the Disability Federation of Ireland. He's been giving us his reaction to the news that these payments will continue for the moment.
The very first thing to say this morning is we absolutely have a sense of relief, and there's 4,700 people who share that and their families. Having said that, the fact that they're now in a position to say that the scheme can be on a statutory basis means that that could have been figured out and should have been figured out before the abolishment of the scheme last February. So that is a source of annoyance, and we would be concerned that the department, there needs to be a review of how decisions get made in that department. We had issues last year with the personal assistance. The other issue now that needs to be looked at as well, and it's not to take from the fact that there is relief this morning with this decision, and it's very much welcomed, is that they're absolutely silent about the motorised transport grant, which was also abolished on the 26th of February. That's a sister scheme and a complementary one. So we would be anxious and worried that that's going to be part of the revived package as well.
That was John Dolan. First of all, Kathleen, just to address that point about the motorised transport grant. This is money given to people to make upgrades to their car so that they will be able to use it to get to and from work if they're able to work.
Well, I suppose what we started to look at when we went back to government last week, what we started to look at in May when we finally decided that we had to close both schemes because of pressures of their illegality. What we started to look at, and again, the group that came together has done tremendous work in relation to transport on a wider basis for people with disabilities. And this is not just, you know, about people who, and the very small group we're talking about that cannot walk in any respect, but indeed all of us as we grow older, is about a transport system that will facilitate everyone, particularly those who acquire disabilities and those who have mobility problems. So the mobility grant will be looked at as well. But as I say, it is part of the review, and that review will now commence.
Does the motorised transport grant money continue till October, just to be clear?
All of the schemes will, both schemes are closed. Both schemes are closed. The motorised transport grant payment is not once a year, but once every 2 years. So, you know, that's not, doesn't have the same urgency
okay.
as the mobility allowance. It's a different scheme.
And as you said, both schemes are closed. So those who wanted to apply can't, and those whose applications were waiting, they won't get their decision now. For those people, as I said, who are on this up to 200 euro a month, and bear in mind that for the vast majority who receive that full payment, the only other money they get in is some 800 euro a month in disability allowance. So if they were to lose this money eventually, it would be a 20% drop in the money that they use every month. if there is still a huge degree of uncertainty. They know they're going to get the money in October, but for all of those who are receiving that payment, can you offer them any guarantee that they will continue to get that money after October?
Well, I can't guarantee that because the review is to go on. But I would say that the people who are in receipt of this money and who we have been in contact with and who have cooperated, the disability community, as I said, have been an enormous help to us in all of this. I would just say to them that, you know, we're very conscious of the contribution that this money makes to their income on
20%.
A monthly basis. Well, I don't think they look at it in that respect. What they look at
but
it
that's
as...
what it is.
Well, yes, but would they look at it as money which, in fact, they can use in order to ensure that they're not stuck at home every day? And we were conscious of that from the very start. And again, as I say, I can't guarantee anything beyond October other than to say that up to this point, we have been very conscious of the needs of that vulnerable group and we will continue to be conscious of their needs. And I would just like to reassure people this morning, you know, that they now have certainty until a new scheme is introduced.
They have certainty till October.
Until a new scheme is introduced. And when we go back to government in October to lay out the broad outlines of what we intend to do, then I think those people, again, have certainty until then. But there, I can't guarantee after that, other than to say that as conscious as we have been about their vulnerability up to this point, we will continue to have that very centrally in our minds.
Minister, on a separate issue, the Cabinet meeting this morning to look at the draft Protection of Life During Pregnancy Bill. Is there anything you believe that can be done at this late stage to alleviate the fears and the concerns, particularly of some backbenchers within Fine Gael, and particularly in light of the comments made yesterday by the Irish Catholic bishops?
Well, I've believed from the outset, I think at the very first interview in relation to this whole issue, I've always believed that the Church has a right to its opinion and indeed has a right to have that opinion listened to. As legislators, we legislate for the entire community, not just people of a particular religious denomination, no matter what our own views are. You have to legislate for everyone. And what we're doing in this legislation is ensuring that doctors have a degree of certainty that when they act in order to save the life of a woman, that they are acting within the law. And I believe that there has been regular consultation with everyone, both in Fine Gael and Labour, on an ongoing basis around this legislation. And I believe people will be quite happy. Not everyone, of course.
For further late changes then, no?
No.
Catherine Lynch, Minister of State of the Department of Health, thank you.